Now, I've got the lovely cello here from Worm. How are you, cello?
I'm very good. I'm happy to be here.
I am stoked that you are here.
It's
so
exciting.
I know. It's very exciting. I can't believe this is your first time playing in the studio.
I did like a drive island once upon a time.
Yes.
But yes, this is the first time here in the studio talking.
That's so exciting. So you've got a new album coming out. One is always heading somewhere. That's very exciting.
Yes. Yeah. It's actually exactly 1 week from now that it comes out. So yeah, very excited to share it with you all.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So listeners, keep your ears out Friday. So it'll be out everywhere.
As far as I know, I figured that was the plan, yes.
Given there's no hitches.
Yes, no, it will be out next Friday, yeah.
We've heard a couple of the tracks, I believe, of that.
Yeah. We've tried to be on our game and we've released four of them, so yeah.
Oh, look at you, busting into stardom there. And you've also got a little bit of a tour going.
Tell me about this. So that starts on the 28th of March. We'll be starting in Hamilton, doing Auckland the next night at Double Whammy. That's on the 29th. And then, going down to Wellington, down to Christchurch, over to Melbourne for one show as well.
That's really exciting. I love it when New Zealand artists, feel that, it's time to start playing in Australia.
We would have wanted to do more, but we're happy with just one show. It's like, costs a lot of money, so one is good.
So expensive, exactly. Man. I can't tell you. I could not be more excited for this album to come out, and I do want to hear a couple of the songs.
Definitely. I'm going to play two songs today.
Nice.
One you maybe have already heard. It was the first single we released. It's the title track, One Is Always Heading Somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then I'll play a song that is old but new for this album. We have played it in the past, but we kind of refigured it for this album. So
that's really fun.
Nice to finally have it on an album. It's been one of those songs that tried to come into an album for a long time and never was ready.
Exactly. It's like the little digger that could.
Exactly. It's finally ready.
It's finally made it. Oh, we couldn't be more excited to hear it. You can take it away, cello.
Sweet.
Yes, yeah, that is so good.
It feels very, I've got nothing to hide behind here. It's just me and this little instrument.
you and that guitar, girl. Mm-hmm. So that's the title track of the album. What's kind of like the vibe? What's that about?
I think a lot of the songs in this album are kind of about possibility and potential, which is a space I love to be in, just kind of thinking about everything that could happen. It's like, I don't know, quite a rich space to be in. So I think that's like this song that I just played and many songs from the album kind of have that as the seed that is at their center or something.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting. It is out next week. I feel like this has been on my radar for so long and I'm like, give us the album, please.
I'm happy to hear that we're quite slow with things, so yeah, it's like, okay, I think it's time. I think we're ready. Let's put out an album.
Look, I reckon the theory is good things take time.
Yep.
And I think we need to stick to
hope
that.
That's right.
Exactly. And we can see those live on the 28th March up here in Auckland.
The 29th.
29th, yes, that's it. Kicking off
28th. Come along,
Nice. All right. Do you want to take it away with the second one?
So this one is called Georgie's Song, and it is written for my sister, who is in the band as well. She's the drummer. So yeah, the song is like maybe like 7 years old, but new for you, hopefully.
Beautiful. Thank you, Cello. Gosh, that is such a gorgeous song.
Thank you. It's fun singing it again and pulling it from the depths.
It must be. It must be nice to bring back a song, you know, that you've worked on for years and years.
Yeah, I think it's such a special part of music when it can kind of contain a time. So it does take me back to that time, which is beautiful in its own way. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Oh, you've got such a good voice.
Thank you.
What do you think about the motto from your fans? Someone's texted through the text machine, womb to the tomb.
Hell yeah. Love that.
It's quite a metal phrase, isn't
it? I will take that on. It's gentle music.
5395, womb to the tomb.
Yeah.
Well, thank you once again, Cello. I am so looking forward to that album coming out Friday.
Thanks for having me here.
Next Friday. Yeah, no, thank you. And 29th of March, everyone at Double Whammy.
Yep.
Get those tickets.
Yep. With Hun Lynch will be playing with us. And yeah, that's going to be
lovely.
Insane and beautiful. So I'm so ready for that. I've actually never heard her play yet. So I'm so like hyped on that.
Yeah, you must be so excited. Yeah. That's just going to be a night of like, oh my gosh, who are these beautiful artists surrounding me? Oh, I want to go. I'll be there. Well, thank you once again, Cello, and congratulations on that album of yours.
Thank you so
much. We can't wait to hear the full finished product.